Turn in your Bibles to Leviticus 13 again. Leviticus 13, and we're going to read from verse 29 through verse 37. And then one other verse later on in the chapter. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 29. And if a man or woman have a plague upon the head or the beard, then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the head or beard. And if the priest look on the plague of the skull, and behold, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague of the skull 7 days. And in the 7th day, the priest shall look on the plague, and behold, if the skull spread not, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the skull be not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven, but the skull shall not be shaved, and the priest shall shut him up that hath the skull 7 days more. And in the 7th day, the priest shall look on the skull, and behold, if the man be not spread, if the skull be not spread in the skin, nor in be in the sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the skull spread much in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the skull be spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek the yellow hair, he is unclean. But if the skull be in his sight at a stay, and there is a black hair grown up therein, the skull is healed, he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. And then drop down to one other verse, verse 42, and if there be the bald head or bald forehead, a white reddish sore, it is leprosy sprung up in his bald head or his bald forehead. Then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the rising of the sore be white reddish in his bald head or in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appears in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, he is unclean.